Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Chris Ramey, a brand strategist with the Home Trust. Chris, how you doing?
Kemp, I'm doing great. How are you today?
I'm good. We want to talk about some of the latest news, primarily around LL Flooring, but let's go through your background. I see you often in the speaking circuits. You give presentations around the luxury end of the market, which most people would say is still got some life in it. In flooring specifically, you were president of the International Design Guild for almost 10 years. They're part of CCA Global, and they're the luxury side of that business. You're a graduate of Penn State and the University of Miami.
Well, I also sat on AFA Board Executive Committee, and I also sat on the WFCA Executive Committee. So I've been involved with floor coverings a very long time.
So let's get to this latest news about Lumber Liquidators. They're filing for bankruptcy. And while they've got 300 stores now, they're closing 94 of those. Before long, they'll be down to 206. It's interesting to point out that their market capitalization has changed drastically. On Friday, it was $25.9 million. And in 2013, when Tom Sullivan was still on the board, it was $3.3 billion. So I'd say they've kind of fallen a bit, wouldn't you?
I think that's an understatement, yes. Okay. And a very sad understatement. Because
one of the things I want to talk about, since you're a branding strategist, is this shift. When you start looking at their timeline on their brand, you know, Lumber Liquidators actually communicates something. It communicates what you're selling lumber, and it also communicates your price point if you're in the liquidator status. And, you know, most people who know the history know that Tom Sullivan started this business out of the back of his truck in 1994. They went public in 2007. They had that formaldehyde bad publicity in January of 99, and then changed their name to LL Flooring in January of 2022.
Bad idea. To your point, a brand tells people who you are. We understood on a visceral level what Lumber Liquidators meant. LL means nothing. And in fact, when you look at their website today, they're selling all categories of flooring, and they've lost their way. And what's interesting is by losing your focus, your sales decline. They were a billion-dollar company and the probably dominant player in the wood market. And they did it with innovative marketing and building a substantial brand, Lumber Liquidators. So they still will have, I think, well over 200 stores when it's said and done, and not giving up the good stores. So if they did just short of $1 billion last year, over 900 million, it's not going to be an even number. They're going to come out of this a profitable company, and they'll be stronger than ever. And whether or not they'll go back to their roots of Lumber Liquidators, of course, remains to be seen. This is still a company to fear.
Also news today, Home Depot came out with their second quarter results, and it looks like they've kind of stopped the bleeding a little bit on same-store sales. Their comparable sales in Q2 were just down 3.6%. So it sounds like we might actually be toward the end of this economic cycle, doesn't it?
Well, it does. Interestingly, you and I were talking about this 2 years ago. I think we all knew sales were going to decline as people moved and could leave their house. The question is, what's the number today? Is it a stability or will we go back up? I doubt we'll get back to where we were in 2021, but these are still difficult and fragile times.
You know, I was talking to a flooring industry executive recently, and he was saying, if you're a retailer and you take a look at your sales in 99, and you look at where you are today and you do the math to figure out your compounded annual growth rate, taking out the peaks and valleys, it's still a 2.9% annual growth rate. So I thought that was interesting.
It is. It shows a certain amount of stability in a world that's upside down today.
All right. So tell me what's going on in the luxury market.
The affluent still have money, but they're still also judicious with their money. And one of the sayings we hear often is the one commonality amongst the affluent is they save money. But those who are serving clients, the design market, I think, is very soft. I certainly don't want to talk about politics, Kemp, but look, we're going to be a very fragile nation for the next several months until the election is over. So it'll be very interesting to decide where our country decides to go. And I think a lot of people are a little worried about it. certainly those with wealth have a lot to be concerned with if taxes increase dramatically. So we'll see.
Well, let me reiterate what you're saying about the fragile next few months. Unfortunately, with national politics, it's about mudslinging. Both parties are going to be talking about how sick we are right now, when in fact, that's not the reality. So we kind of need to turn off the television for the next 3 or 4 months and continue to have fun with life, right?
That's good advice. Yes.
One last thing. I understand you're recently moved into a new house in Stuart, Florida. Is that right?
That is correct. We've lived in Stuart for a long time. We own a floor covering store here in Stuart that's actually one of our clients today. It's a beautiful place to be. The New York Post wrote about Stuart, Florida a couple of days ago, and Daily Mail in England, yesterday's paper. So we're hot. You know, I understand there are people even in Amelia Island who are thinking about relocating down to Stuart, Florida. Is that what you've heard?
We're off the boat and on the land in Amelia right now. But it's good to talk to you, Chris. Good to catch up. Getting to be talking to Chris Ramey, the brand strategist with the Home Trust, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.